dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Father, we thank you for bringing our soul, spirit, and body back together this morning to make us a living soul. Father, many people who went to sleep yesterday didn't wake up. And Father, if you give us the opportunity, Father, to be living souls today, Father, it's just by your grace and mercy. And Father, you grant us this grace so that we can lift you up. We can glorify you through everything that we do, everything that we say. So God, we pray this morning that, Lord, may you help us to do that, just that, to glorify you, to thank you, to praise you. And Father, you brought us here this morning to worship you, to praise you. Father, yesterday is gone. The minute before is gone. Father, it's 9:30-something, 9:29 is gone. So Father, let us live present tense. Father, let us live present tense, worship you. Father, forget what just has happened, Father, and give you all the best of ourselves this morning. Amen, knowing that, Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Father, bless us this morning. Help me to bring this message, Father, to your children. And Father, open our hearts, Father. Lord, and bless the service afterward. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, saints, again. And are you happy?
Amen.
Why don't you spend a few minutes praising God for making you a living soul and allowing you to be here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So you may be seated for a while. How many people were here when I preached the Lord's Prayer, I began the Lord's Prayer? Okay, how many people were not here? All right, I'm going to have probably the next four Sundays coming, I'm going to almost start from where I started last time so we have, you know, we keep the link, the connection, so that I don't have to say what, I preached that word more than a month ago, so I don't have to keep saying, do you remember what I said? Do you remember what I said? So I entitled the Lord's Prayer Part 2, but then I'm like, just almost like Part 1. So let us read the first scripture that I'm going to read. Let's read the scripture before I get into my comments. Matthew 6. I will read two passages of scripture. Let us raise our feet as respect for the word of God. Matthew 6, 5. Matthew 6, starting from verse 5 to 7, and then I'll also read another one. Matthew 6, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as a hypocrite are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much saying. And here, let me read also here from 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father, you see here, your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I'll stop here, but we are going to, you may be seated, may the Lord ask blessing to the reading of the word. So first of all, I would like to thank you all for the confidence that you have in voting me in to be a Sunday school teacher, along with my precious brother Tim Buck. I think we give a little relief to Brother Tim, right? So anyway, we are here all by the grace of God for his glory. I appreciate it. And, you know, as a sinful man, we all have our mistakes, our shortfalls. But you can only bring the word of God as God inspires you, because it's not your word. And nobody can interpret his word except him. So you have to, you have to yield. You have to pray that God comes down. Open your mind so you can see what he meant in his word. Amen. So pray for me, help me. Pray for me, help me, your prayers, that I may remain faithful to him, that I may look all way unto him, that I don't try to bring in any of, my knowledge of this or my how skill, I'm intelligent or whatever, my human achievement. Let me put out all human achievement aside, but let him have his way to bring the world. Amen. I want to nourish my strength. I want to be like a baby and nourish my strength from him. Amen. So the series that I am about to preach, we are going to be in for a long time. Okay? It's the Lord's Prayer. So quickly, I don't know the people who were here when I gave that story. We were in Pennsylvania in June of 2014, and one day I thought, I got the same King James Bible and Hebrew. I can read one side Hebrew and one side the English or the King James. And when I began to read the Hebrew word, I was so inspired. I said, listen, I'm going to preach the Lord's Prayer. And I thought that I'll go one morning, one service, and I'll start from Our Father who art in heaven, and then I'll end. But when I begin to study, the first word, obviously in English, you have in two words, Our Father. But in Hebrew, it's Avinu, it's one word, Avinu. But when I get to Avinu and begin to study, I realize I couldn't get out of it. It took us five services. I couldn't even get out of the Father, and I'm realizing I'm going to be here forever. People get tired. I have to cut it short so we can move on. So it took me over 1 year. Obviously, there are times I will not preach on Sundays, just to go through the Lord's Prayer. But now we are talking about 2-3 hour services at time. So here I'm realizing that for 45 minutes, it's going to take it a long time. So probably for this month, and then also I have April, you have May, June, I may still be on a Father. So don't be annoyed. Don't get tired of me coming with the same Father, Father, Father. Okay, and I will explain to you a little bit why I say that. Okay, so the Lord's Prayer is about the Christian life from cradle to grave. If you look at the Lord's Prayer, just take it from the beginning, it's about the Christian life, the redeemed. The Christian, you will receive the Holy Spirit, you begin to give God from cradle to grave. Amen? Amen. So let's see, before I go into any further, let's see what others have said about the Lord's Prayer. So here, Brother Branham, in a church choosing love for grace, okay? Brother Branham said, there have been, for 2,000 years, trying to add one word to the Lord's Prayer to make it better, or take one word away to make it better, and we can't do it. Because when he speaks, it's perfect. And if you add anything more to perfection, you are out of order. God does anything, is perfect. All right, now let's look. So that's the seven church age messenger, William Branham. Let's look at what the six, and we can go all down, but I'm not going to go that. I'll just take these two. Wesley, John Wesley, so that's the sixth age. Amen. John Wesley said, the commentary on the Lord's Prayer, he said, the prayer that contains all we can reasonably ask for. And so that's why I say, you know, it's from cradle to grave. All, everything reasonably that you can ask in life is contained in the Lord's Prayer. Amen? So when I began to study the Lord's Prayer in 2014, as I told you, I got stuck with the word Father. So today, we are starting the first word. Like I said, in English, it doesn't appear to you. You say, Our Father. You tell me, well, Brother Marcel, the first word that prayer is our in English, right? Like I'm saying, I'm going with the Hebrew, it's Avinu. Okay, Avinu. All right? And we know that Jesus, when he spoke in Galilee and all that, they spoke like Aramaic, Galilean, Hebrew. That's why when Peter and them can speak, they say, aren't this Galilean? Because it's a Hebrew, but dialect of Hebrew. Just like here, if you go to the South Louisiana and all that, the Louisiana will speak a little bit like English, like French inside and different Creole and things like that, right? Okay, all right. So Avinu. So you ask me, but Brother Marcel, how did you get stuck on that word Father? What's special about that? Well, the word Father, if you study the word Father runs through the entire Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:19. In the beginning, what? God, that's in the Father. Amen? When you begin to study the word Father, there's no way you can get out of it. And we tell them, well, why? When I begin to study that word, just the Father, the whole Bible became new. And let me read something for you. Brother Branham said, and traveling around the world, and you find much of the world still in the same condition it was back in them days, especially in the Orient and in the East. Your Bible becomes a new book if you ever go to the East. Amen? You'll never, back in Jerusalem, Palestine, back in the Bible is written, we are English people over here, and the Western people trying to understand an English book. So it's very hard thing. If you go there, you find out the marriage and everything and just exactly the way they did it in the time of Christ. Many things there hasn't changed all at all in their custom and ways. So, I can take you physically, my wife and I and the pastor and wife, we have the opportunity to go to Israel and see some of these things. But by the grace of God, I want to take you through some Hebrew teachings. That's why I had this. I told them this, but I realized that I won't even get there, so don't even try it. I want to take my time to go slowly. I want to get there and through some of the Hebrew, okay? Nothing new. Brother Brown has revealed all that. But through some of the Hebrew, I just want to take you on a journey through the Bible, through the Lord's Prayer, into the East, like Brother Brown was saying. When I studied that, when I began to study that, the whole Bible became new. Brother Brown's message became new. You see, Brother Brown was talking about something, and you can see that the book of adoption, itself is in the Lord's Prayer. It just blew my mind. When I began to study that, the Bible became new. What it means to be Christian became new. What it means my neighbor became new. What it means to love your fellow man became new. The statue of perfect men that Brother Brown preached about, all those became new. And so when I was studying the Lord's Prayer, I was really having a great time. And I saw the Lord was taking me through journeys, a different thing. And sometime I would come to one, and I think, okay, that's the end we are going. And it explodes. You see like fireworks? It explodes, like you have one goes up and explode, and then that one explode. So I'll take this, follow it this way, and explode, follow this, and then it's like you're drawn in the ocean of love. You ever try, you can never, never, never try to exhaust or understand the love of God. You accept it. One time somebody tried to understand the love of God, you know where he wound up? in the ancient institution. You can't. You cannot fathom it. He's eternal, infinite. So we can just do as much as we can, and you accept it. Amen? So the Bible, so, but why do you say that how can you run the word Father? Do I see Father all the way from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation? Well, let me quickly read something for you here. John 1. Let me go into John 1. John chapter 1. Look here. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with who? With God. And the Word was what? God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now look at all things made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And what is this book? Life. This is the Father. So trying to preach who the Father is, you have to preach this. And if you want to go through it, then you have to go from Genesis 1:1 in the beginning. You begin to come down. So as we're going to come down, all right, I'll see next time how we get, but we're going to go to El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, the seven redemptive name of God. And all that, we can just touch the tip of the iceberg just to understand just a little bit. Okay? So today, I will just set the foundation for the series coming. I'm just want to set the foundation, all right? So imagine before I go, we all here, there are many fathers around among here, all right? There are many fathers here. But what is a father? You may tell me, well, that's a very trivial question, all right? Let's try to paternity, all right? So if you take two people, if they say this one is a son or daughter and this one is a father, there has to be something. Mother, I'm not trying to ignore you. It's just the lesson that I'm trying to bring, okay? When I talked about paternity, I mean, before a son can call, this is my father, and a son can say, this is my son. I'm not saying when we talk, oh, my son of, like in Africa, everybody can be son of some, or oh, my father. I'm not talking about dad. I'm talking about father, okay? When I talk about, this is my son, this is my father, there has to be a paternity relationship, all right? So, here, a father, they say that, especially in a legal context, the state of being someone's father. And they say the blood, that's the dictionary was saying, the blood tests are used to determine paternity. And you see, what is Bro Branham told, the blood, that's the life. So you see, when you just hitting that takes back to the token. Amen? You take this, that brings by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why? When Nicodemus came to Jesus, Nicodemus said, oh, we know that great teaching. Jesus said, be born again, because you don't know me yet as your father. We don't have that relationship of paternity yet. Be born. Where's the blood? We need to establish that test first. Else you will say, wait a minute. Jesus is rude. That's what someone will say. This is somebody who came to you respectful. He even had to run away from the Sanhedrin, come to you and I say, we know that you're teaching because of what you see. So you see that in normal term today, you say, oh, wow, thank you. I really appreciate your feedback. I really appreciate your compliment. Wow, that's great. But let's see that explain to you. You say, no, be born again. Because it's a question that blood. And then you pray there with a token. When I see the blood. So when I see the blood, I pass. That means we have established that pattern. That's my son. Amen? Amen. And if anything happening, You see your son in danger, you do everything to go save your son. And that's why that day, Brother Branham said, if you're a Jew, Abraham, see, you didn't put that blood, the death angel will strike. Because he won't see the blood. And you see, here in the dictionary, God even allowed the word to even help us Christian. The blood test was taken to determine paternity. So when Brother Branham preached about the blood, he said, what is he talking about? And Brother said, the blood today is what? The Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. So paternity is the legal establishment of the identity of a child's father. Amen? Amen. So, you talk about it and say the process of the Holy Ghost is a process of establishing that God is my father. And that's why Brother Branham said, if ever there's any revelation that I can take my human voice to let you know, is getting the Holy Ghost. Because when you get the Holy Ghost, that's you establishing that God is my father. Amen? Amen. Imagine any of you here, Brother Mike, Brother Tim, you walk in the street and a child comes to you and says, Father, 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 your wife says, what? All right, let's get home. And I need some explanation here. Amen? A child can only come to me as a father if there's a paternity established, either through natural adoption. Amen? Amen. So, imagine that I'm walking the street. Me and my wife, we go to the mall, and I go to a child and say, my son, my son. And my wife looks and says, what? You're what? You know what I'm saying? So for me to go to somebody, say, my son, I mean, real? That means there have to be that paternity relationship established between us. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, and if a paternity relationship exists between me and my son, then your desire, okay, though they may not say it, the desire of a father is to do good for his children. Yeah. Amen? But that's human being. Now, multiply that by trillion, zillion, you name it, to just get close to the love of God. Look what you do. Amen? Multiply that. Now, let's take Matthew. The filial love. When that paternity is established between you, look at the filial love that you have for your son or daughter. Multiply that to see how you can get anywhere close to that agape love of God. Amen? Let's take Matthew 7, 9 to 13. Matthew 7. Oh, what man is there of you whom if his son has bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Now look here the way the Lord Jesus put it. If ye then, being evil, and we have that love, and you are, yes, we are evil, and we can have that love. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father? You see how Jesus keep using that word? And that's why I say I never feel the connection of Father, Father. Okay? Father, which is in heaven, give you good things to them that ask him. Amen? So, now, I'll give you another scenario. Suppose a child is born and never saw his father and never knew. And that child is suffering, really suffering, bad. And one day, a man just walks over to him and says, Hey, son, I'm your father, I'll help you. What? Who? And the man can say, I'll help you, don't worry. Yeah, the child may take it, but see, have questioned, who is really is this man? What is he trying to get out of me? What is he trying? Is he trying to drag me into something? Right? All this time. So, the same thing before that child can trust, before that child can trust that man and fully accept his help, he need a full assurance. He need a full assurance that that man indeed is his father. Amen. If he can go question, mom, tell me, do you know such a thing? Question, search, mom. So it's the same thing. Today, you and I, Branham came, God gave him, he revealed all the everything. We have this Bible, eternal word. But before you and I can have this firm assurance, say, when I know, when I ask God, here is my son, my daughter out there. But I know if I pray this prayer and say, God, here we are. The devil have taken a hold of my son or my daughter. God, I'm coming here in the name of Jesus Christ to claim him. For you to have that firm assurance that when you ask God, we will give it to you and you go to rest. Amen. You don't doubt. But you need to make sure it's your father. Amen. Because, like I'm saying, the natural typify the supernatural. Amen. So if a son, before he can accept something in a full assurance, is the same thing that you and I in the spiritual, because sometimes you see, so imagine that I'm a son, I go to my father, and someone say, oh, your father is not going to give you. But if I know that's my father, I say, what are you talking about? Trusting. So it's the same thing, it's a supernatural, a spiritual, when you get on a need, you have a need, and the devil call, he's going to not hear you. But you know, he's my father. Amen. You see, Jesus came in and said, oh, Father. He had that assurance. Amen. And he said, I do nothing unless I see the Father do. Because he see when the Father shows him. He have that firm assurance. You see, Brother Branham, when he be waiting, he said, you know what I'm waiting for. He waiting for the Father. When the Father comes and see what they say, I take every spirit under my control. And he knows that the devil's in trouble. Amen. Nothing can stop. Amen. So, before you can begin, and like I told you at the beginning, the Lord's Prayer is nothing but everything that a man can ask. Salvation for your children, your job, anything, your health, everything. Look, Brother Chow, are you sure? Look. Throughout the Bible, there's only one prayer that we know that God taught us. That's the Lord's Prayer. Amen. And he taught us, listen, don't go to vain repetition. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Lord Jesus. He said, don't do that. If I'm your father, before you ask me, I knew what you need. As a good father, before you ask me, I knew. So just come to me with that assurance. Because you see, when you begin to ask, oh God, because you don't have the assurance. You're still saying a lot, thinking that, you know what, maybe God is using hearing aids. And I have to say it a lot. I have to keep thinking eventually he may see one. Oh, son, you need, come, I need you. No, he sees that. All right? Because we don't have that assurance, that faith, that confidence that you say, oh, when I sit and pray, say, Lord, my son's in trouble. Amen. Look, when Brother Branham, on the day of the accident, he only said one thing. When Billy Paul came and said, Mom is dead, he said, where's he put her hand? God help us at this time. And Sister Mira came back. He didn't even say anything. God help us at this time. Yeah. Behind that word help, God see everything Abraham needs. Everything Abraham has had. He knows everything. Amen. You see what I'm saying? But for you to do that, But if you didn't, if Abraham didn't have that assurance, oh God help us. Please, Lord, don't let her die. She's my wife. We have the children. Abraham began to count. We have the children. We have Sarah. We have Joseph. We have Billy Paul's grandchildren. But Billy Paul's already married. And you know, if me and mama stay, mama can help. Mama can do it. But if you don't have assurance, you begin to count that as though God is a foreigner, a stranger, who just walked into your life accidentally, and you have to tell him everything happening. I need this, I need me, make him a laundry list of things. Say, God, this, that, and okay, what else? I'm writing. But he created you. He's seen that. And you are in need. So when you come to him with that assurance and ask, just God help. But it depends on how you say it. All right? So my purpose, as I would dwell on the Father for a long time, is throughout the Bible to establish that assurance that before you begin to pray the Lord's Prayer, when you say, our Father, you know that everything else that's coming is already a part of a redemptive blessing. Amen. When you begin to pray, you know that when Jesus on the cross died, they say it's finished, what I'm about to ask was included in that. Amen. Amen. My son, my daughter, when I asked for their salvation, that was included that day when Jesus said, it is finished. I don't have a job. He said, I want to make you happy. Oh, God, that day, it was included when he said, it is finished. Amen. Amen. Good health, travel mercy, anything that you can ask, anything you can reasonably ask in your life. Amen. Amen. When you begin to pray, say, our Father. And that's why they say, don't use one repetition. Just tell me what it is that you want today. And as we go through, like I said, as you go through the Lord's Prayer, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I used to do that because I get excited about it. But I'm not going to do that this time. You will see that we get in the book of adoption. And what did Abraham say in the book of adoption? Before, look through the stream of time. He saw what you do. He saw what you fell with, where you get, where you worship him, where you let him down. He saw everything. And when he sees everything, he killed the lamb to make a propitiation for all that time. The time you fail him, the time you say, oh, there's God, the time you question him, he make a blood provision for all those times. Amen. Amen? Before then, he puts you on the trail. But so when you have that assurance, when you have that assurance, you stand there and ask and you go to rest. Amen. You don't doubt anymore. Amen. Amen? So that's what the Father. And that's the reason I have to explain to you that we may dwell on it for a while. When God told Abraham, you're going to have a child. What? But the reason why Abraham relied on that, I don't care, because Abraham had that assurance. Amen. And that's why God called him the father of faith. Amen? Amen? Amen. So, all right, we have a few minutes. I'll be closing here very soon. So, as I said, there must be a connection. Amen. All right? You may be connected. Imagine if I go to I have a tooth problem, and the doctor determined root canal, this one, well, we need to remove that. If it's hollow there, or there's a, you can give you many suggestions, we can put a fake tooth. That fake tooth, you use it to eat, it helps you enjoy food and everything, but it's not part of you. Amen. You are not connected, right? So let me read something here for you here. But Abraham said, and this is in The Marriage of the Lamb, look here, if you haven't got teeth and you use false teeth, now that's all right. Is substituting for the teeth that you once had. But actually, those teeth are not connected with you. It's not part of you. If you had an arm amputated, and you put a false arm, well, that arm is actually not connected with you. It just stuck on you. So, it's not connected with you. And when we take our pledge to Christ, if we don't become part of him, like a woman ought to be part of a man and a man part of a woman, then we are artificial Christians. All right? So you see, the reason why establishing that paternity is so important, and when Jesus, anytime he would say anything, say, Father, unto your hands. When he called that Father, he know between him, they asked him, who showed the Father? When you see the Father, when you see me, you see the Father. He was certain who that Father was. And with that assurance, just can ask anything. Amen? Amen. So here, what I'll say here, I'll be in ending. We want him to be connected to him and know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What happened with Earth's Christian most of the time, we read Brebram message, we see what God has done, we listen to prayer line and all that, we see what God has done, we hear the story of Sister Hattie Wright, so that we almost put in a God of the past, God of history. So that becomes a bright history. But God is a God of present. Amen? Amen? God is a, I am. He's a God of present. If God did that for Sister Hattie Wright, what make it different? I cannot do it for me. Amen. If God heals someone, why make it that he cannot do it for me? Amen. Amen? So we have to get to the point as Christian, as we are serving him, as we are reading the message, every message that you read, you think like Brother Brown was reading, you're sitting right there in the audience. Amen. Amen? He read in the audience, the promises that he gave, they're all part of redemptive blessings. When Christ said it is finished, all that belongs to you, if you are not for a certain age, is for the present tense. So you live with God as a present tense God. Amen. Amen? Amen? You live with God as a present tense God. And later on, we get into even the grammar that Jesus was using to pray that prayer. Like, for instance, if I come to you and I say, oh, would you please give me that? Look what you give us. Because you see, it's so that it's imperative, right? It's like it's your right. It's for you, children. I died for you. So as a child, as a son, you come there and say, give us this day our daily bread. When they say, oh, please, Lord, give us this day. Look how the Lord is our teaching us, forgive us. Oh, please, Lord, forgive me for my... He didn't say that. Because you are a son. Amen? Amen. All right, we get into all that as we go forward. Okay, so my prayer is that, pray for me, and I pray that God help me so I can really bring it, and I can still be going through some Hebrews. I'm not in no way trying to make you learn Hebrew or thing you be. It's just I'll use some Hebrew thing so that you see some of the word, because sometimes English can say something like Brother Branham always say, when he says, in my father had there many mentions. Brother Branham always say that. Because when they went to interpret it, that concept that Jesus was talking about, I mean, they didn't really, can't really get it. All right? See, it doesn't mean that what he said that is wrong, but it's just that we trying to understand with a Western mind, a Western English mind, we don't really get what he's really saying. So we go sometimes to the Hebrew, where we pick it up from the root, from the basic root, what really the concept of what he's saying. We try to travel to the east, turn to Israel, all right, as we go through the Lord's Prayer. So may the Lord bless you. Shalom, and pray for me. And by God's grace, we continue on the Father next Sunday. Let us pray. Let's rise to our feet and pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your sunshine. Thank you for your glory. Oh, Father God, thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for dying for us on the cross that day. Thank you, Father God, for choosing us, taking us from the miry clay of sin, darkness, bringing us to your light, and calling us your sons and daughters. We don't deserve it, and we never deserve it. There's never anything we can ever do to deserve it. But, Father, it pleased you before the foundation of the world to choose the sinners to be your children. Amen. And, Father, we can't reason about that. We can't ask why. All what we have to do this morning is accept it. And all we can say, as the song says, thank you, Lord. Amen. So, Father, all we can say this morning is say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I pray that may you help us for the rest of the series. Bless your children. Father, may the word that I hear today, may they take into the heart, meditate upon it. Father, may you reveal more to them, even what I couldn't say. Father, may you take it and explode it. Oh, like the firework I was talking about, may you spread the heart that they begin to see. Oh, Father. And Lord God, may you bless the oncoming service. Bless the speaker. Bless everyone, and may your glory fall, Father. Lord, we commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you and shalom.